Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, it's Zachariah and the Guru.
Oh, yeah! 2 hours in, two to go. Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah 95.7, the game. Taking your phone calls. If you want to wrap up on the Raiders, the silver and black, playing the donkeys. Is that what they call them?
You like that.
Well, it's kind of funny.
You think Manning will demand his job back, or is he above that? He's not that type.
We can get into that. I would want
We
one.
Know Leon would.
Okay, you're Leon.
Okay, Leon.
You're Leon.
Thank you, B-Money.
I would want one more shot, though.
Yeah, but you would put that over the team when they're playing. Yeah, he couldn't throw a out.
Has Brock
he
been was that getting, impressive?
To me, he's just young and it's new. He's mobile.
That's because you also like...
I'm listening.
Who we're going to get to.
Oh, God.
The Blaine train.
He
Raiders
just knows
fans,
when to do it.
If you want
to
wrap up that combo, 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570, text line 957-9570. I am very optimistic about the silver and black future. I am not so much about the red and gold. We are very Twitter friendly. He is at Triple D Guru, DDDGURU. I am at Zach Sports, ZAK Sports. So let's shift over, Guru, to the red and gold and the Blaine train. You're that impressed with Blaine Gabbert. Like, you really think he is a solid NFL starting quarterback
for your
franchise?
Yeah, yes. Listen. He was a high draft pick. He came out. He wasn't ready. Not the first, not the last NFL quarterback to do so. He sat on the sideline. People laughed. He was the butt of all jokes. But it looks like now, by him sitting on the sideline, the game is slowed down. And Cap or Nick, Crap or Nick, however you like, because you've heard it.
Hey, Cap or Nick or Crap or
Nick? It's been Crap or Nick, okay?
Right.
He set the bar so low that I didn't know what a Niner offense, look at you. I didn't know what a Niner offense looked like that operated,
like?
Yeah, that it irritated.
Not good.
That operated, you know, with fluidity.
Okay.
So now I'm watching this guy. What did E40
yeah,
get
they're
Brian
better. They're better. Are they great?
E40 said, tell me when to go.
Stop saying E40
no,
unless,
listen.
Unless you.
E40 said, tell me when to go.
E40.
Cap didn't know when to run,
all right.
But Blaine Gabbert knows when to run.
You're
and it's special.
On the 56-yard
no,
run?
Just in general. Are you? Hey, now he needs to improve
He's
his
terrible,
touch on
man.
The out routes. But damn it, what do the Niners have in the barn? Zach, he deserves a shot next
of
year.
Of course.
He's playing that good.
Of course.
And they could have laid down. He came back and let him down. Drones is drawn, however. I like what I see with this guy,
right.
And I'm not the only one.
Right.
What about Gabbert get you so upset, like just the name? Watch, he's about to turn red.
Would you want him starting week one for your favorite team next year?
It's not about what
Answer
I want. It's about what I have.
Okay? Forget what you have. You can go get something different. You can draft something different.
Well, you
different.
Would have to. We'd have to. Algebra was great. You would have to tell
you
me what.
You were great in algebra?
Oh, God. Still am. The kids
Got my
have
bet
it.
Against that.
What is X? X is what you have
draft
that
pick.
We don't know.
Draft pick.
Brian liked that algebra. Black and smart. But listen.
Black and smart. Look at this guy self-anointing himself. Go ahead. Go ahead. You want to know what's next?
No, I need that piece of the ingredient.
How about anybody? I would take B Money as my quarterback for the Niners next year over Brock Wallen.
See, that's just
wherever I want to. I'm gonna
that's
rain
just
out here.
Not ignorant, but that means something about Blaine you don't like.
I would rather see what B Money could do under center than what I know I'm going to get,
well, will you get
from
okay.
Brock Osweiler.
Well, will you say this was Blaine's last chance here in town with the Niners, and he's done nothing but seize the opportunity? Don't say he's played well.
You know how many yards he's thrown for combined in his two wins for the Niners? Combined.
Go ahead.
Please guess.
300.
Less than 400. Why would you guess so low? So you guessed the $1.50.
Well, why would you say it? 200?
He threw for less than 200 yards in each win that the Niners got.
Is he? And he beat Arizona and got robbed.
No, he's serviceable. Lost to Arizona.
What I'm saying, Zach, is he's serviceable. Right. I'm not telling you he's Joe Namath. Okay. Kaepernick was not getting
Joe
it
Namath
done.
Joe sucked.
All right. Can I sign? How do you sign off without getting fired?
He had more interceptions than touchdowns.
Joe
Namath?
Did you
know that? Yeah, did you know that?
I'm calling Papa after the show
more
to say.
More interceptions
than
touchdowns.
Your boy Zach said.
Only because he slops over Joe Namath. I don't care what Papa says.
Because he deserves so.
More picks than touchdowns.
Right, anyway, Zach.
Is that good?
What about Blaine that you don't like? Just admit that there's something.
He's not good.
I think he dated somebody you knew. There's something there that you just hate this guy.
Kidding me? I wouldn't care about that.
Well, you're acting like so
Daryl
he's done
the Guru Johnson, Zachariah, 95.7 The Game.
Close game.
Hey, Niners fans, do you think that Brock Osweiler is the future and the truth? Please tell me how at 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570, text line 95795. When the conclusion of a game that I will not refer to is over, call into us because we will take your phone calls at 888-957-9570. Guru, it's not that I have anything against this guy. He's done nothing to me. He has not dated a girl that I have dated.
I'm just throwing it out. I got you. Okay.
That I know of.
Why are you so critical?
Who knows what the Rockwilder's done? He could have been slaying all sorts of my ladies. I don't know. It's not what I think is the issue.
Does the Niners' offense look better?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, see, give him some credit is all that I'm throwing to you.
What's our favorite phrase? What's popping bottles and models.
No, Jack and Coke.
Not popping bottles and models.
Jack and Coke.
Not Jack and Coke.
Oh, what?
You can't fall from the floor.
Oh, yeah.
So you're comparing Kaepernick to Blaine Gabbert? It's like you showing me a homeless girl and being like, Zachariah, I'm thinking about getting married. What do you think about this homeless girl?
Gosh,
I'm like,
she's beautiful.
And I'd say, no, she's not beautiful, Guru. And then you show me a 4 out of 10 and you go, Guru, I'm thinking about getting married. What do you think? And I'm like, well, it's a lot better than the homeless girl that you showed me. No, Guru, no. Blaine Gabbert is not the answer. Like, do you really think that Blaine Gabbert could lead a 49ers team to the playoffs? Do you think
that? Gabbert. They have nothing to worry about.
No, I'm not even hating on him like that.
Do you know you are one of only person in this barn? You are the only one in this camp that's not giving Gabbert credit. I'm not saying he's the next Joe Montana.
What's the camp
of he's not the answer?
95-7?
He's playing himself. No.
What's
everything?
Who? Everybody?
NFL Network and all the talking pundits.
No?
It's not about being...
Do you think he's the answer?
He's serviceable right now.
Would you want him to start week one for whatever team you like?
Zach, you are... I hate that you're not watching...
Hey, Aaron, you're a Niners fan, right?
No, Aaron, a.k.a. Jaworski.
Do you want Blaine Gabbert to be your starting quarterback week one next year?
It's not about him.
He's not even doing anything back there.
Yeah, he is.
Totally in disregard because your partner came. Now we're all just...
No, what's up, Chuck? But listen...
No, Chuck, it's your fault.
Listen, so...
It is.
Why are
I can't even answer a question.
You're being prejudiced, man. I don't know what about Gabbert.
He's playing himself into
a possible opportunity to be the starting quarterback next year. I'm not saying good. He was a high draft pick for a reason, and I'm telling you, his feet, he can run, he reads, he will look at one receiver and come back. He's got it all.
He's average at best.
We don't
at
know.
Best.
Why are you robbing him of above average with the more reps that he gets?
I've seen it
did
enough.
Did they just go to Chicago and win?
How many yards did he
throw
for?
I'm asking you a question.
Yes, he did.
Did they almost beat the Arizona Cardinals?
How many times do you want me to say yes? How many yards did he throw for?
I don't care. So that's all you base a quarterback on is his yards?
You don't care if he threw for less than 200 yards? You're crazy.
He played within the offense. Alex Smith.
Niners fans, are you insane, like my partner, who's driving me insane and think that Blaine Gabbert is the answer to all of your problems? I seriously want to know. At 888-957-9570.
You should be a politician. I didn't say that.
What'd you say?
If you go get me a different quarterback who's way better than Blaine,
mm-hmm.
then the answer is I don't want Blaine. But for right now, what they have on the Niner train,
Blaine is going back to my homeless girl versus an average girl.
Homeless?
I still want you to have a good girl.
Why would you say homeless?
Because Kaepernick was homeless.
We are doomed. I want to catch Bart home. I don't even want to drive.
Kaepernick was homeless, and Blaine Gabbert is just an average girl that everybody thinks is hot now because they had a homeless girl before. That's a fact, Guru.
She can't be pretty if she's homeless?
He's not pretty. She's not pretty. Whatever you want to call it. Blaine Gabbert is not pretty.
He's getting it done. What about that 56-yard run? How many quarterbacks can do that?
Oh, none, Guru. Michael Vick never did it.
Oh, but you got to go back to Vick.
Booyah.
What say you, Niners fans? Am I insane? 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570, text line 95795. More of this Blaine Gabbert, are you kidding me, talk.
We got a caller. I believe he's going to side my, I'm just telling you.
Your boy Gary?
San Leandro.
Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah, 95.7 the game.
I feel like I'm taking crazy pills!
You're listening to the Guru and Zachariah on 95.7 the game.
Hey.
Man, the amount of years that I've shaved off my life working with you, I don't think it's worth the amount of money that I've been compensated for.
Wow.
I need a raise strictly based on my ETA of expiration date.
Just 15 bucks.
Yeah, I need like 15 bucks more per hour.
I thought you used to like working with me.
I love working with
you. No, don't sound like it.
But I'm going to die at like 65 now as opposed to probably 80 because of working with you.
Well, if you keep using analogies, the homeless girl and stuff like that, it's going to be 55. Let's ease off of that. We're better than that.
Kaepernick is the homeless girl.
Zach, there is no
Blaine
homeless
Gabbert
girl.
Is the average girl.
No, you can't say Kaepernick. That's not politically correct.
Speaking of non-either of those...
Do you think the Warriors should wear their black on the road?
Rosalind looking great over him.
Yeah, she's
Speaking of that game that I will not refer to, I'm getting killed on the text line for that, by the way.
Which one? Homeless.
For not referring to the game.
Oh, okay.
Which you want me to do.
Yeah, just give the
you
score.
You would prefer that we just do a show where we just watch
Don
the game.
Don Collins had us
he
talk
never
during
said that.
The Raider game. Remember they were playing
he
Cleveland?
Never said refer
we
to
talked
the game.
About, we did a show together for 2 hours. Like, for the Andrew Raiders Siciliano, game. Why are you so kryptonite?
No, not the Raiders game, because the Raiders game would be being played while we were on air.
And when they got inside the 20, we went live
not
to listen
Raiders.
To the game. Yeah, it was Raiders-Cleveland. It was our Raiders
that's
on the
right,
road.
Because the A's were...
B-Money, this guy, he don't even remember.
Whatever. 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. Text line 95795. Close game over in some state that I will not refer to. If you want to react to that, we will be the first place that you can react to that. Can we call it the unofficial Dubs postgame show?
I'm staying away from that.
You're so scary.
I admit it.
Steph Curry with the shot, boy.
Yeah. How about
God, Steph Curry? He did that before Steph got
you see
this
that
gift.
Meme when Drake was looking at Steph after the Toronto game?
I missed it.
He was not happy.
Well,
his face was like this. You know how Drake gets emotional.
Yeah.
I forgot to break the news. Bum, 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 bum.
Ted Koppel?
The white boy got robbed. Reverse racism at its finest. You're right. I'm calling it out.
The white?
Reverse what? Racism.
What are you talking?
Christian McCaffrey.
Oh, I thought something big had happened. Go.
That's a big deal. Reverse racism.
No, it's Donald
Christian
Trump or something.
Christian McCaffrey deserved the damn Heisman. So did Andrew Luck. So did Toby Gerhart.
Both, it's a West Coast bias.
All of them finished second.
You upset?
Your boy Derrick Henry won the Heisman Trophy.
Sounds like a brother.
Alabama.
Running back for the Alabama Tide.
Wrong damn Tide.
Thank you.
SEC, baby.
Thank you,
come on. When did the Pac team get all emotional?
McCaffrey deserved it. McCaffrey deserved it. Yeah, you're damn right, you people.
He's better than Henry?
Bottom of the hour, Doug Miller. We got to switch over into some baseball talk. We're going to get live into that.
We got a great bullpen.
You're going to lose your mind.
We ain't got nobody to get us runs.
Doug Miller, great senior baseball writer at MLB.com, contributor to SportsOnEarth.com. He'll join us at the bottom of the hour. So we'll talk hot stove from there, and we'll move forward. Can we put to bed this whole Blaine Gabbert conversation? Let me ask you this.
Take it to the phones.
How many teams do you think would prefer to have Blaine Gabbert as their starting quarterback versus what they have starting now? How about that?
Still doesn't prove your point, but I'll throw out a four. Four teams.
So you think he's crap?
St. Louis
Rams. So you think he's crap?
No, there's a lot of good quarterbacks in the league. So St. Louis.
27?
Yeah. The 26.
32 total teams.
St. Louis.
If you're saying 27 teams would not want to have
him. And I'm not including Jacksonville. I'm not. They both got young quarterbacks.
Bortles?
Oh, he's
You'd rather have?
Blake. Okay. I'd rather have Mariota. Keep going. Who else is quarterback star? It doesn't matter. The point is the Niners are playing great compared to what they were doing. Receivers are happy. Everybody's fed. They're winning. You got a mobile quarterback. You know what that means, Zach?
I
can't tell you what's going to happen tomorrow, but damn sure I can go to bed feeling good tonight.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
How many teams...
I don't want to answer that. That's not a DMV test.
He doesn't want to answer my question because he knows it proves my point.
All these analogies, how many teams? It's about one team, San Francisco. And they had a crappy quarterback. And guess what? This top draft pick went to the sideline. People laughed at him. And now all of a sudden, he's showing you why he went so high. Baby steps. I'm not telling you. I can't speak for other teams. I'm in my quarterback.
Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah, 95.7 The Game. Niners fans, is this who you want starting week one next year?
Yes, strong arm.
888-957-9570, 888-957-9570, text line 957-95.
Won the game in overtime on a long bomb.
Thanks. He also was...
Tied the game, 56-yard run.
He was also a 37-yard field goal away from losing that game. True or false?
What's he supposed to do?
True or false?
He made them miss the kick.
And Mr. Smith in Atlanta blew that game at Levi's, and he should have lost that game, too. He should be 0-4.
Oh, Zach, you are rough.
He is average at best, Guru, and you know that. You would not want him starting for your favorite team. You wouldn't. You'd be terrified going into week one knowing that
I'm not. Okay, hold on. Let's slow down. I'm not saying he's Pro Bowl ready yet. I'm saying what we had, Krapernick. This is better. And you've admitted to that. You've said as much. You know what? That doesn't make him a star, but Blaine Gabbert has the Niners offense functioning. And when I say functioning, it looks like a okay offense. And on a good day, they can get things done.
You
know what that means?
Saying?
Sustained drives.
Looks like an okay offense.
Beat the Bears. Beat the Raiders. Derek Carr led Raiders.
Are the Raiders over 500?
They should be.
Not
in my mind, they are.
The Bears are not impressive. I'm not impressed by that win on the road.
Al Pacino, any given Sunday, Zach.
They were also a 37-yard field goal, Robbie Gould, who's normally nails away from losing that game.
And I went and got the lotto ticket three people too late. What does that mean?
Let me ask you this. What conversation would you and I be having right now if they had lost to the Bears on that field goal?
See, that's why you're so emotional.
You wouldn't be talking about him as a franchise
Zach,
quarterback.
No, see, that's you owe me an apology.
B-Money, no.
Listen,
you owe yourself an apology.
I thought you were a Jedi. I thought I worked with a Jedi. Let me tell you how I work. I don't look at a score when the season's gone.
Oh, okay.
The Titanic.
Yeah.
I look at film. I look at what the quarterback's doing. Oh. Mechanics.
Okay.
I look at mechanics. It's like when somebody freestyles and they rap, they're not in the studio. You listen for their mechanics, their voice.
Do you realize that the game would have ended on a Robbie Gould 37-yard field goal in regulation?
Yeah, wouldn't have blamed Gabbert.
You don't want to think about it, though?
No, I wouldn't have blamed him.
He wouldn't have had the touchdown bomb.
It doesn't rob me from looking at how he is as a quarterback.
So you think he's a stud? Keep him around. Don't draft a quarterback.
Yeah, they have blamed Gabbert. They have nothing to worry about.
And I'll tell you this. I'm going out
Chris
on a limb right now. You're right here. Hey, Chris. He will be the starting quarterback for the Niners come next season. I called my shot.
Because he's good or because they have no other option?
Because he's played good that gives the team hope. And that's all we have in this world.
You didn't answer
and why
my question.
The churches are filled
you didn't answer my question.
Is hope.
You didn't answer my question.
What is it again, Zach?
Because he's good or because they didn't have a better option?
He's serviceable, and he's getting better, and he's improving.
And you praise him more than anybody. And
your best compliment
is serviceable.
No, he's improving, and I see he's gotten the benefit
he's
of the doubt.
Average.
Okay, how many average quarterbacks are there in the league, Zach? More than eight. Half the quarterbacks are
no.
Not five. Not six. Not seven.
I can name more than 16 quarterbacks that are average or above that are better than him.
Okay, I didn't go there, but there are 15 that you can't. That was my point.
So you have him at 17. He's the 17th ranked quarterback.
My rankings will come out at the end of the season, Zach. The guy's playing good, and you're not giving him any credit.
Will ever lead a team to the playoffs?
I believe he's got a team,
you're
and it's the Niners.
Right. So you think Blaine Gabbert's going to lead the Niners to the playoffs next year?
I'm not ready to say that. I have four more games to formulate my opinion and get a whole offseason.
I don't need those four games.
That's what I'm saying. You're too cool. You're young. You're too quick to just judge.
No.
And you're not giving the guy credit.
I'm the perfect age at 32. I don't need to see anymore. He is average. He's average at best.
What was Brad
Johnson
when
below average.
What was Brad Johnson when he led the Ravens to
average.
The Super Bowl? Below average, if you ask me.
You know what was around him?
What was Trent Dilfer when
Derek
he led
Brooks.
The Ravens?
Derek Brooks was around him.
Okay, the Niners got a formidable defense. It's getting better.
Do they?
We don't know what it's going to be
is
next year.
Is it a Bucs defense of 2002?
I'm not prejudiced against Blaine.
Okay.
You cannot lose games in the NFL and still win.
That's a fact. Although Blaine could. I could see Blaine losing a game in the NFL and still winning.
Don't know what he did.
According to Guru.
No, I'm just saying he's
an angel sent from above.
He's not. People aren't laughing at him now.
No.
He was on the. Yeah,
I never thought he was terrible. I always knew he had a strong arm.
Oh, now we hear. I've never heard this from you. You're talking like he's just still
not terrible.
Terrible
doesn't mean you're good.
But what did they
he's
have
not
before?
Good.
What did they know? They had somebody that really wasn't good.
They had somebody that was terrible.
Okay, didn't know
which
the offense.
Which goes back to my homeless comparison.
And no, what about the iPad, the studying? Remember, we got that fact that he was spending more time on his iPad than the starting quarterback.
Who cares?
That's the biggest indictment.
Doesn't mean Blaine's any better.
Well, I see a different Niner offense when I watch him.
888-957-9570, 888-957-9570, text line 95795. Let's move it over to the hardball, shall we? Doug Miller, fantastic senior baseball writer at MLB.com. He'll join us next. What's up with the A's? What's up with the Giants? What's up with the MLB at large? Daryl the Guru Johnson and Zachariah coming back at you. 95.7 the game.
Yeah, a few times.
You did the old school
Richard Pryor
and
Gene Wilder,
okay. Which is insulting to me.
I didn't say you look like him.
It doesn't matter.
They were buds.
We ultimately settled on White Man Can't Jump.
Yeah.
You like that
because of the basketball.
No,
factor.
Woody Harrelson is ugly. And Wesley Snipes is a heartthrob, so you won out on that also.
He dated Halle Berry.
I'm wondering why we didn't do Dr. Dre and Eminem.
It's kind of weird.
How is that weird?
It's not, anyway, come on, we got a guest.
We'll get to the guest. Okay. You pump your brakes over there. From the 925, does Zach know that reverse racism is not a thing and never could be a thing? Doesn't exist, but it's still funny. Ha ha. I did hear that. Like, you have to be institutionally capable.
I'm done with this.
They
set me up. It's too much going on in the world.
It doesn't matter.
You're the worst. Doug Miller, senior baseball writer at MLB.com. Follow him on Twitter, at Doug Miller, MLB. He joins us now. Doug, how are you? Thank you for joining us.
I'm doing great. I'm a little confused by what you guys are arguing about, but in the holiday season, I think we should all be peaceful.
We definitely should just
there
all get
go.
Along. It's not how we normally roll. There's a lot of race tension with our show, but we kind of embrace it. We're in the Bay Area, Doug. I want to start with the Giants, and I want to know if you're a Giants fan, and I know you're not. You cover baseball. You are completely separated from being a fan. But if you're a Giants fan, and we cover the A's and the Giants, we're the home of the A's, and we also cover the Giants over here, but they're pretty much printing money down there at AT&T. And I'm wondering, when they don't get Greinke, when they don't get Hayward, when they're sitting back and they never get the big fish, if you're a Giants fan, is that something that you can be okay with, Doug? Or should you have an issue with the fact that they're making some of the most money out of any of the teams and they don't seem to necessarily be spending it on anybody outside of their homegrown talent?
Well, two things. First of all, they did get a big fish. They got the shark. Come on.
Was that a big fish? Or just because his nickname is the shark?
We're talking literally fish, right? Look, they just spent, what did they spend, $90 million on Samardzija? That's not bad. That's not like change that they found in the sofa in the team offices. That's a decent chunk of change. And quite frankly, I mean, are Giants fans really complaining? I mean, are they really questioning how this team has been run over the last 5 or 6 years? Because if they are, I wonder what their expectations are. But putting all of that aside, they're going to win the World Series because it's going to be 2016, right? And they win the World Series in every even year. So what do they have to worry about?
Good point.
Doug, speaking of worry, let's go over on the other side of the bridge, the Athletics. We know there's been some change in the front office. I'm still a little disappointed in Billy Beane's moves, but we won't talk about that. But they've made all these changes and additions to the bullpen, but yet this is the team that has the most losses in the American League last year, and I'm surprised that they haven't made any additions or trades to the everyday lineup. And I'm kind of scratching my head. Is that fair, or should we wait for a team to go fix the bullpen, but yet you need a lead to get to that juncture?
Well, I think that I'm confused as well. Let's look at the moves that they did make. Okay, so they got Liam Hendricks. I think that seemed actually like a pretty good deal overall. Just because Hendricks was impressive once he moved to the bullpen. He throws hard, and so I like that. And then, you know, you added a lot of velocity in Madsen and Axford, and you lose Scribner. You're adding a lot of velocity to the bullpen, and that's something that they lacked in the bullpen last year. Now, you can't take care of your entire team's weaknesses all at once. You have to kind of find, especially when you're the A's, when you're Billy Beane, you have to find the best talent possible for the best value while you can. So I think that what happened was, I think that he, so far, he's found the best bang for the buck with the guys that he's gotten, and they just happen to be in the bullpen. I don't think he's done by any stretch of the imagination. I mean, this is Billy Beane. But I do think that, you know, Billy tries to be ahead of the curve a lot of the time, you know, obviously, and identifying things that are undervalued on the market. And when you look at what the Royals did last year, yes, they had this relentless, you know, contact type of offense that not a lot of teams can replicate. It's just because it's like an odd skill set. But they also had a great bullpen. I mean, the Royals did not have great starting pitching last year, and they won the World Series because they had an unbelievable bullpen. And I think more and more we're seeing that in the big leagues where, you know, I could even see within five years or so where teams are going three innings from a starter, three innings from a middle reliever, three, you know, that type of approach. I mean, maybe not, but it wouldn't surprise me just because, you know, with these bullpens today, you're adding velocity on top of velocity. And it's just so much easier to generate big time velocity when a guy only has to throw one inning. So, I give Billy the benefit of the doubt just because he's done a lot with a small payroll for many years. He hasn't done as well with it lately, last couple of years, but I still think there's something left in the tank there.
Doug Miller, one of the best senior baseball writer at MLB.com. It's a pleasure to be joined here on Zachariah and Daryl the Guru Johnson on 95.7 The Game. Doug, when you look at what Arizona has done and still has the potential to do, I tweeted out, which I'm slowly learning as I gain more followers. You have to be very careful about what you tweet out. But I basically said Arizona was a pesky foe for both the Dodgers and the Giants last year. And now they've weakened the Dodgers, and the Giants haven't gotten that much better with the Shark. I'm wondering if you think the Diamondbacks are the favorites for the NL West next year.
I don't think you can pencil them in as the favorites yet. But I do think that they're definitely contenders. I mean, you know, it's funny. They were just getting absolutely lambasted the other day, if that's the correct way to pronounce that word, or lambasted, however you want to pronounce it, for trading away for you know, including Dansby Swanson, the number one pick in the entire MLB draft in 2015, in that trade that got them the trade that they just made. Who did they get? Sorry. with the Braves.
Shelby Miller?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, they were just ripped to no end for that trade. And granted, Dave Stewart's explanation of it didn't really make any sense, which didn't help his cause. But the bottom line is they got Shelby Miller. And they're adding Shelby Miller to their rotation. And Shelby Miller is a pretty good pitcher. So adding him to a rotation with Zach Greinke and, you know, what they hope to be a healthy Patrick Corbin for the entire season, and then you have the best hitter, basically the best hitter in the National League in his prime, and you finally got him like some major, major help in a starting rotation. And then surrounded by a pretty talented team that really exceeded my expectations of what they would do last year by like 20 games at least. I mean, I thought they were going to be terrible last year, and they were pretty good. They were like in it until the last couple of weeks of the season and playing hard and just a lot of useful, good role-playing guys all around the diamond. I mean, they had to give up one of them in Ciarte to get Miller, but I mean, there's a lot to like in that team, and yeah, they have a true number one now and a pretty good number two.
Doug, I've been watching baseball a long time, and I know there's a lot of hoopla at the winter meetings, and a lot of teams are overzealous or want to show the fan base that, you know, they need to make a new acquisition. And I hope I'm not sounding like I'm being too hard on Jason Hayward, but when I look at his last year, 293, 13 home runs, 60 RBIs, one could argue there's a hole in his swing. I mean, for him to get as much money as he did, do you think he's worth that? And he wouldn't be the first athlete to get overpaid, but I think he was a beneficiary of, you know, the Cubs wanting to make a splash.
Well, I think there are two, like, distinct camps on this. You're telling me about his batting average and his home runs and stuff, and I agree with you. I don't think he's worth that type of money from that perspective, but you and I are apparently in the minority on this thinking, because according to wins above replacement,
good old WAR,
you know, one of the more popular stats going around baseball these days, he is like apparently one of the greatest players who ever lived. This is what I love when people are talking. I just find it somewhat ridiculous. I'm with you. I think he's a very good player. Who in this day and age probably deserves like 5 years and $80 million or something like that. Because, you know, honestly, these days, I mean, $15, $16 million is what like a good player gets. And a really, really good player gets like $20 million a year. So, okay, fine. Maybe I'd even go $5 and $100 million because he is a very good defensive player. And I just don't believe personally that defense from a corner outfielder is as important as what the player brings offensively. And people who are into advanced statistics probably think I'm an idiot for saying that. But this is clearly why he's making this much money, because a lot of these front offices now are just full of these guys who are really beholden to these advanced statistics. And these advanced statistics absolutely love Jason Hayward because of the offense that he has, his age, the potential that he has, his on-base percentage is excellent, and his defense. His defense is apparently the greatest in the history of modern athletic sports because he's getting $184 million for it.
Would you be more surprised if the Giants missed the playoffs or if the A's made the playoffs?
I'd be more surprised. Wait, say that again.
More surprised if the Giants missed the playoffs or the A's made the playoffs. I'm here to ask the hard hitting questions, Doug. That's how I roll.
I'd be more surprised if the A's made the playoffs.
Okay, all right.
I remember in the winter meetings last year, they had traded Josh Donaldson.
That didn't work
they
out well.
They had signed Billy Butler.
That didn't work out well.
And I was talking to guys at the winter meetings last year, and they were saying that they thought the A's were going to be good. And I was thinking, what planet are you living on?
They lost a lot of one-run games as a guy that did the pre and
post. Stop it.
Doug, as a guy that did the pre and post, they lost a lot of one-run games.
Anyway, that's fine. But they were not good last year. And
they were terrible. Bullpen was terrible. Defense was terrible.
And I really don't think that they've improved that much.
Okay.
Maybe they have. I don't know. Who knows what the Angels are going to do? I mean, we're a long way from the end of the winter. I mean, the last couple of years, like 3 or 4 years, there were like good free agents still available during spring training.
Yeah.
And some guys, yeah, so we're so far from being like, we're having a full assessment of what these rosters and depth charts are going to look like.
Doug, I guess my question was more about asking you about the strength of the NL West versus the strength of the AL West.
Yeah, I was getting there. And I think that, you can't ignore what Arizona has done. Although, you always have to look at these big winter remodels with a little bit of skepticism. I mean, the Padres showed
San Diego,
up
yep.
big time last year.
No doubt.
What looks like an all-star team can turn out to be the opposite of that very quickly. But, you know, you can't discount the Dodgers. They still have a ton of talent. They still have Kershaw. You can't discount the Diamondbacks now. The Giants are always solid, unspectacular, but just solid. They have players who know how to get the job done. They've gotten the job done. And it's an even year.
Yep.
And they're still building their team, and they've still got a lot of talent. So I never really know what to make of the Angels.
They got Trout. They got Trout. Doug? Doug, we appreciate the time. Doug Miller, senior baseball writer at MLB.com. Follow him on Twitter, at Doug Miller. MLB, the hot stove continues to heat up, Doug, and we appreciate your time.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
There you go. Doug Miller. And we'll get into that next. I mean, whether or not if you're a Giants fan, you should be upset. If you're an A's fan, I mean, this is kind of what you
are
would expect.
Are you a big war guy? Wins above, I hate it. But that's what these GMs are
doing. I have no problem with that.
Jason Heyward is an average 184. I sound like I'm hating, but damn.
Niners, Raiders, A's, Giants, anybody. 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570, text line 95795. We will also be the first place you can react to what is looking like, Guru.
Oh, man. I don't even know how to act.
The end of the streak for the Dubs. We'll get into all that next. Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zach Arai, 95.7 The Game.
Tougher stands. More passionate conversation. The Bay Area's new sound for sports is 95.7 The Game. You're listening to The Guru and Zachariah on 95.7 The Game.
Welcome back, Bay Area 95.7 The Game. Alongside Daryl the Guru Johnson, I am Zachariah. We have your first reaction to the Dubs finally losing the streak. It had to come to an end, didn't it? 108-95 Bucks over the Dubs.
Think Jerry West is popping bottles?
No.
Inside, deep
he
down.
He works for the team.
But deep down, he played for the...
wants him to break it. No?
I wouldn't.
No?
Deep down, I'd say break it, but you know what I'm... Come on, Zach.
If you want to react to the loss, 888-957-9570. Warriors suffered their first loss of the season. 28 game regular season.
Now we can
winning
add it.
Streak.
Yeah, let's add it now.
Ended.
Since
or
it's over.
If you're you and 28. I, 24.
No, 28.
All right. Either way. 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. Text line 95795. I want to get a little bit more into what Doug Miller had to say, senior baseball writer at MLB.com. Because if I'm a Giants fan, I'm not happy. I got to be honest. I mean, you are making money off
happy.
Of... We'll get into that later. Yeah. Let's get real quick. Let's go to Russell at the SFO airport. He wants to talk about Gabbert. Go ahead, Russell.
Yeah, I want to talk about Gabbert for a minute. That's right. I think the Guru is right. You don't have to worry about drafting a quarterback next year. I think that's a big deal, right? You can spend that first and second round draft pick. Some of the things that matter is going to pick very high.
Gabbert's a franchise quarterback for you, Russell?
He's not a franchise quarterback, but I think Guru's got it right. He's serviceable.
Yep.
He's not going to lose you a bunch of games. He's going to be able to manage games.
How many times have quarterbacks won a Super Bowl being serviceable?
Trent Dilfer.
Okay, Trent Dilfer.
Brad Johnson.
Trent Dilfer and Brad Johnson. Outside of that, who?
I mean, there's probably others. I can't think of every single
No, Aaron Rodgers, Peyton Manning, Tom Brady. Russell Wilson, nobody else outside of those two names.
Well, Russell Wilson, now, I don't know what bucket you put him in.
Did you not see him last week?
Yeah. Exactly. Oh, last week. One out of 12 games.
Russell Wilson is a franchise quarterback.
You're
kidding yourself.
If I'm a Giants fan, I'm not happy either. Because I think they're relying too much on Heston. They got to get rid of Heston and sign Mike Leake. Why haven't they signed Mike Leake?
All right.
It's not about the Giant pitching. It's about their damn bats. And all you have is Pence, Pagan, and his back? His back is like our back.
Can we go back to the quarterbacks for a second?
Oh, yeah.
Who, Guru, who won a Super Bowl?
I just gave you two.
Trent Dilfer and Brad Johnson are the exceptions to the rule.
But you asked me a question.
Joe Namath, yes. How many years ago was that? That was back when you could smoke cigarettes.
And it was Broadway Joe.
Okay. And he wore fur, and he sucked.
And he predicted they were going to knock off.
And they did.
Anyway, I'm not going to go... Zach.
Who else?
We got something juicy
who
to get
else?
To.
Young? It's Joe Montana? Kenny the Snake Stabler?
The caller wasn't saying Gabbert or the Niners are headed to the Super Bowl. Right. Damn it. You can build without going to waste that pick. And we thought this was a rich draft in quarterbacks. It's not. Your boy Goff, his stock is plummeting. And
I'm with you on that.
Okay, wow. I'm
shocked.
I think
he should go back to school.
Are you being serious?
I'm serious. I don't think he's ready for the
NFL. I can't believe that reaction from you.
I wouldn't draft him in the first round.
I would toast you right now if we had something to drink.
Ed at 895-7970, 888-957-9570, text line 95795. Warriors lose 108-95. There's one place that I could place the blame for this game. You're going to hate me for it, but I'm going to do it. I'll do that at the top of the hour.
Okay, Leon.
I'm not going to be
watching the next
Leon
game.
Stuff
is going to be awkward.
He's more Leon than me.
No, he's there.
You're
he's,
the epitome of Leon.
Yeah, you can't Jedi
you're
mind
the one
trick.
That says that Zachariah didn't pick the fumbles up.
Yeah, yeah.
I wish I was black so that I could do that.
There it is.
These drops are terrible.
There it goes. Zachariah.
I'm going to fire him. Popping bottles and models.
Richmond's
next weekend,
finest.
He will not be here. I promise you. B Money's going to be gone. Let's
he
wrap
means
this up.
That, B.
Can we wrap this
yeah,
up, please?
Be gone.
We'll do the baseball, the basketball talk. Warriors fans, we want to hear from you.
You don't seem disturbed.
I'm not.
I am.
Why?
Clay came
okay.
back.
Just wait. Yeah. Just wait. Warriors fans, 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570, text line 95795. Let's put a bow on Doug Miller, okay? If I'm a Giants fan and I found out that I'm losing out to Arizona or whoever else because I'm not ponying up enough money, I've got an issue with that. They are printing money down there at AT&T Park. They're making money still probably off of panda hats. They're making money off of the horse who is Matt Cain.
Right.
They're probably still making money off the freak.
Tell me
Tim
when
Lincecum.
I can chime in.
My point is, when I find out that they didn't choose you because you didn't offer another year or more money, I got an issue with that because I'm paying that money that you use to get players. And why are the Giants never getting guys? I don't want to hear it. If
it's not about that, they're not the Dodgers.
Okay.
They're the prime example, Boston,
right.
of going on this spending binge and not getting anything at
who?
The end.
Red Sox?
The Giants. They got a philosophy. They got a philosophy, Zach. When you put on that jersey, something happens, coaching happens, and they feel like they don't got to go to Nordstrom's and max out the credit card on a Jason Hayward. So right now.
Did they make the playoffs last year?
No, they didn't, but look how. But did they win 3-5 or is it 3-6 now?
It's 3-6
okay,
now.
Okay, but it's coming up. It's an even year. So how dare you, you're being finicky to throw that at the Giants as if they were the A's. And money's never been a part of it. This is a team that won with Cody Ross. And again, pitching, it's not over. The offseason is not over. Free agency is still out there. So don't you think you're just being a prisoner of the moment because they didn't go to the flea market and come home with that big Gucci bag that you wanted that might not be what you need?
I feel like they're not being as generous with their money.
You say spend it.
That most Giants fans are.
Spend it from winning those three.
They're going out there and getting season tickets. They're going out there and buying the, what is it? You get like a sourdough bread soup bowl or whatever. What's that called?
I don't like it.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter if you like it or not. People are buying it. Why
the
are,
bowl,
you, why
the
are
bowl.
You spending that money on Zach Greinke? I would have done what I...
You're saying they deserve it. Giant fans deserve for you now.
If Zach Greinke wanted
money.
6 years, I would have paid him for seven.
And you heard them say, oh, it was too many. Yeah, we're out of it. Hey, you got a point now. But at the end
and
of the day...
And now Arizona's the division favorite, in my opinion.
Well, there's 162 to be played.
I get it.
You
nothing
just say,
is over until
you're coming
we
from
decided
a perspective
it.
Of the fans so deserve for the Giants
the
to spend
that?
The money.
Yeah.
An episode of Golden Girls.
Sorry. Go ahead.
So I hear what you're saying. You're saying the Giants, not that they're not going to win.
No.
The money you've accumulated over the three World Series,
yes.
and you're in San Francisco,
yes.
which is a lot.
Even when you weren't winning
can you
World
go buy
Series,
some new
you were making
shoes.
That loot.
Yeah. Can you go? Yeah,
yeah
I hear.
Yeah, you go to the strip club and just throw out like that boxer who was mad that he got 20s. He
Mayweather.
Only won 100s.
Mayweather.
I think he ripped up his 20s.
Tyson.
No, the other boxer. Arian or something.
Arian?
Yeah, something like that.
What's on your mind?
Oh, that's his name.
Oh.
Anyways.
Yeah.
We'll find it out. I'll Google it. He ripped up the 20s because he only wanted 100s.
So that, who would? So
that's
Greinke,
how the Giants roll.
And then who else would you have liked to have?
Hayward.
Don't say stop.
Everybody.
You got Pence.
Everybody.
Would you put Hayward in left?
You have so much money, it doesn't matter.
Great cash.
They could sign me and you to an $80 million deal. Nobody would have blinked.
It's interesting now.
I would have been your bullpen catcher.
So you're saying they're holding on to the
pockets.
You
would have been the like the guy that warms up the left fielder.
You're holding on to the pockets.
No.
No, they are. They're holding on
yes.
to the pockets.
You don't think so?
Well, it really won't be done until free agency is over.
How many teams are making more money than the Giants?
No, hey. But, again, this has no bearing on...
They're printing money. They're printing money out there at AT&T. Have you been out there? You and I went to that Pirates game.
Stay out there.
Okay, you and I went to that Pirates game, correct?
Yeah.
Was anybody worried about the game?
I'm sure there was
no,
a lot.
There was a Bud Light section that we went to. We looked at a lot of girls. You didn't because you're married. Your eyes were closed. My eyes were very wide open.
Look.
My eyes were open.
Right.
And I saw a lot of things that were not focused on the game. You know why? Because they're printing money outside of all of that. All of that.
It's not over, Zach. I think it's not over.
The point is, if you're a Giants fan and you're not angry about them not signing Zach Greinke, I don't know what you'd be angry about.
Well, there's not a line yet of those people that you speak of.
888-957-9570, 888-957-9570, text line 95795. Also, the Warriors streak comes to an end. 108-95 in Milwaukee. I will give you the one and only reason why they lost.
And guess who broke the Lakers 33 in a row streak?
Who?
If I'm smiling like this, you got to... The Bucks.
Know. What?
The Did Bucks also snapped it. It's on your screen.
Oh, all right. We'll figure that out later.
See, I didn't... Leon would have said, oh, I came up with that.
Should have just done that.
No,
I would have approved you. It would have been better radio.
My boy's here, you know.
888-957-9570, 888-957-9570, text line 95795. Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah, one more hour, 95.7 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.